What accounts for or what makes up and who determines what is or is not pollution outside? Is it sulfur dioxide? Is it methane in the air in overabundance? Is it carbon monoxide? What accounts for pollution? And doesn't it make sense that if your return air unit in your house is circulating air through your house, that the air in your house when you open a door is attached to the air outside? Wouldn't they be one and the same? I mean, not everybody can have a Michael Jackson house that's totally sealed down with vacuum-closed doors that prevent any air from coming in from the outside, right? Humidity, mold, and artificial temperatures are just some of the indoor dangers. Close quarters with other people during the heat of during the height of cold and flu season also can wreak havoc on the body. Not going outside at all can contribute to a loss to a host of health problems. Blah, 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 blah. Multiple studies have shown direct and indirect benefits of spending time outdoors and in nature, including vitamin D production, increased physical activity, and mood improvement. Let's see, what's the conclusion of this? The study's authors recommend, this is a story from the Washington Times newspaper, a quarter of Americans report that they never go outside. They spend all day, every day, inside. The study's authors recommend, well, here's an interesting stat, countries with the highest percentage of people who spend the least amount of time inside were Italy, the Czech Republic, and the Netherlands. This group said they spend 0 to 14 hours indoors. I wonder how healthy they are. And I say that admirably, because they probably are healthier. The study's authors recommend making indoor environments healthier, you see, by cleaning regularly, not burning candles, drying clothes outside, turning on the range hood fan when cooking, and opening windows at least 3 to 4 times a day to let fresh air inside. The EPA also suggests that people take concrete steps to identify and eliminate sources of indoor pollution, such as sealing off asbestos, plugging gas leaks, treating mold, and improving ventilation to increase outside airflow.